Bird in Cincinnati has stolen the chair of broadcaster Tom Brenneman as the Reds host the Rockies. Bottom one, Billy Hamilton leads off against Kyle Freeland.
They pinch him on the corners as he chops one to third. Bare hand pick, Arenado, and then he had to go off his finger. May have injured his hand on that ball, or did it hit him in the eye? I'm not sure what happened there. The ball bounced away, up the way here. Here's a high fly ball deep down the right field side. That ball is gone, a home run. Boy, you talk about majestic down the line by Gonzalez. Up over the bullpen area. Hannigan along back in the third. He doubled over the head of Duvall in left. Now he swings and whips run into right field. That ball is gone. That's a home run by the pitcher, Kyle Freeland, to right field. What a day it's been for this young man out of Denver. A double his first time, and a home run here, his first big league long ball, gives his mates a 4-1 lead. Ripped to left field, Duvall will turn, look, and it goes, home run. DJ LeMahieu, he's had a perfect day, he's 3-for-3. He gets his second home run of the year. Bronson Arroyo's given up 3 solo shots in this game, and it is now 5-1 Colorado. Swing and a miss, Peraza strikes out, and the Rockies continue their very good road play this year.
Greg Holland closes it out. The Rockies win 6-4. In addition to his first Major League home run, Kyle Freeland also gets the win. Greg Holland has a Major League leading 19 saves, and DJ LeMahieu goes 4-for-5 with the round tripper. Despite taking an early lead, the Reds drop the series finale and lose the series with the Rockies. Here's Cincinnati manager Brian Price.
Made some mistakes, missed some spots, you know, elevation balls in the air, things like that. I think, you know, of all the things that really went kind of sideways was, you know, the pitcher bunting and ends up being able to lift the 2-strike pitch over Duvall's head, and that really kind of got things going for that initial 2-run inning. And after that, it was, you know, a lot of balls that were in the air that we were able to get out of the ballpark.
Your 2 relievers pitched very well today.
Yeah, needed it. Needed Robert and Woody. I'm really happy for Woody. He scuffled a little bit, and he was really sharp today, and he had all 3 pitches working, and against a good lineup, productive lineup, and he did a terrific job giving us a chance to kind of come back and win that game late. We just weren't able to do it.
Brian, even when Bronson was younger, you know, home runs allowed were part of his game even back then, but at the rate they're coming at now, is that at all concerning to you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's concerning. I think it's exacerbated because the starting pitching, you know, the last couple 1.5 times through hasn't been pitching deep in the games. That's why he was back out there for the 6, was hoping to pick up another 3 outs for us and limit what we had to do with Stevenson and Wood today. And it wasn't happening. So, you know, here in particular, balls are going to go out of the ballpark, but, you know, he's better than he's represented here in this recent last couple of starts. I know that.
I don't know if it's different for every pitcher, but what's the criteria that you kind of go on with Bronson in terms of how long you leave him go and what you're seeing from him?
I don't even know how to start to answer that.
Okay.
You know, he's a veteran pitcher. He's a quality human being, and he's a big part of the culture here in our clubhouse. And so talking about anything other than him making his next start would be...
Not in the game. I mean, like when you see the way he's going in a game, like... Obviously, he knows how to handle himself. So, that obviously comes into play when, you know, he can bounce back mentally.
I'm not worried about him from any mental standpoint. It's if he's able to make the adjustments to make his pitches. And today, you know, he'd go out there to make a pitch and he'd throw a sweeping breaking ball or a fastball changeup. And several of them were left up in the zone. And, you know, later on, as he turns the lineup over a time or two, you know, there's an awareness of the off speed stuff. So, it's got to be well executed. And that's when he's pitched well. Regardless if it was this year or any time before, it's typically the command that's gotten him through.
I know you talked about Wojciechowski yesterday, I'm sure, but he's obviously been solid in AAA. And then yesterday, what do you see from him as a pitcher? What does he bring to the table?
Well, it's a one-time look. You know, I'd like him to have a body of work before I assess, you know, how he can help us. However, based on seeing him the one time, he came in pounding strikes with 3 pitches. I mean, that works. That works in any role, starter, reliever, whatever. But the other part, the factor is consistency. How often does he do it? And that defines all baseball players. So we'll see.
Bronson Arroyo struggles once again. The veteran right-hander goes 5 1/3 and allows 6 runs on 9 hits, including 4 home runs.
It makes no difference to me how you give up runs. You know what I mean? It's if you give up 6 in 5 innings, whether it's a bunch of bunts or a bunch of homers, it makes no difference. I mean, I've always given up a lot of home runs, like you said, and it's just the ebb and the flow of the game, man. Sometimes it's tough. You just don't get the job done. And, my guy's obviously not throwing hard. Sometimes, I throw a lot of breaking balls, too, which with both of those combinations tend to get the ball lofty up in the air. And, it's just the way it is.
The moment when Freeland tried to get the bunt down, then he comes back and hits one off the wall, is that kind of look back? Is that a big moment in the game?
Yeah, it hurt me bad. Trying to throw a fastball off the plate, make him bunt something really bad or get a swing and a miss, and I left it on the dish. But even then, you you don't think a pitcher's going to have that much pop in the opposite direction to be able to burn your left fielder. So, that hurt bad, because if we get that out there, we got a chance to maybe quiet the inning down, at the most give up one. But, last 2 times out, man, it was really struggled, put the team kind of at a deficit that it's, hard to dig out of. These guys gave it everything they had today to try to get us back in the ball game, but it just wasn't enough.
You've talked recently about starting pitching having to go deeper into games,
yeah.
And the further we go, it seems to keep, kind of cropping up a little bit. The pitchers aren't getting that deep. Are you concerned at all, as this goes forward, that this is going to tax the bullpen even more? The starting pitchers aren't able to go 6-7.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a perfect world, we make it to the 7th all the time, and really, we've gotten only a handful of those all year. So, the bullpen has been taxed from day one. We know we got a better bullpen than most, as far as being able to get max innings out of out of the back end. Guys can throw multiple innings, but with that being said, you just can't keep running these guys out there that much and expect to have fresh arms in August and September. So, if we don't pick the pace up here soon, man, it's gonna be a long season for those guys down there and for us as well.
Up next, the Reds will play host to their in-state rivals, the Indians. Scott Feldman will make the start on Monday.